Now, ask yourself this. If you're returning to work life in the office, as I'm sure many of you are you worried that catching public transport might increase your risk of catching coronavirus? Well, modelling out today from transport analysts suggests trips on trains, buses and other vehicle modes need to drop by about 85% to maintain social distancing. So people living close to their workplace are being urged to walk or cycle to work instead. Samantha Donovan has the story.
Riding a bike to work in heavy traffic isn't appealing to most of us, but the thought of being on public transport while COVID-19 is around is worrying as well. Sydney woman Laura Craddock has been cycling a lot more than usual during the coronavirus hibernation, and she's thinking about keeping it up by riding to work.
Mixing in with the traffic and the safety on the roads, the thing that would probably hold me back from doing it as a more regular way of commuting.
The Institute for Sensible Transport is a consultancy firm that specialises in advising governments on transport planning in Victoria. Bike riding advocacy group We Ride Australia asked to look at how public transport use needs to change so social distancing can be maintained. Analyst Liam Davies believes about 85% of public transport users will need to change their habits.
They can either cycle to work during peak times, they can either work from home entirely, or they can travel outside of peak times, either on different modes or on public transport. And all of these would reduce the amount of people on public transport down to a safer level. Essentially, almost everyone that lives within 10 kilometres of their workplace and currently catches public transport should be strongly considering cycling.
But Liam Davies acknowledges many prospective cyclists are worried about riding into work.
Many of our cities lack enough safe cycling infrastructure, especially around the central core areas. So many of our cities will have a lot of bicycle lanes, but we need many more, especially in the inner areas and areas surrounding CBDs. So temporary bike facilities or pop-up bike facilities, such as what they're doing in many European cities, can be part of the solution.
What exactly are pop-up bike lanes?
Pop-up bike lanes are quite simply where you use a bit of light infrastructure to physically separate what would normally be a car travel lane or a parking lane off from general traffic and make it a bike lane. So it could be either a post or bollard or a little bit of concrete curbing or plastic curbing that means what was once part of the road space for cars is now part of the road space for cyclists. That gives cyclists much more protection, but also means you can get many more cyclists using that piece of road than cars could have ever used.
Liam Davies says if people who used to use public transport don't want to ride a bike or walk to work, they'll need to think about taking the train or bus in off-peak periods to minimise the risk of coronavirus exposure.
Largely office jobs that people could either come into work before the peak hour or after the peak hour and stagger their entrance into the city or their workplace through the day. That also avoids a lot of the concern amongst overloading lifts, especially during peak periods.
How worried are you that to protect themselves from the virus, more people will drive into work rather than catching public transport as they did in the past?
So I think there is a fear that many people will start driving far more than they did beforehand. And we have seen that in other cities that have come out of lockdown, especially Wuhan. The one problem with this is we simply don't have enough parking capacity in areas of high employment to facilitate the amount of people that were once catching public transport to drive. The reality of an extra couple hundred thousand cars trying to move into our central city areas is simply unworkable.
Stephen Hodge is with the bike riding advocacy group We Ride Australia. He says some capital cities are more ready for an increase in bike riders than others.
Places like Melbourne and Sydney, both of which have announced in the last week some major infrastructure programs for pop-up bike lanes. Other places like Perth, which have a really strong history of providing for bike lanes for people. And then some of the really car-centred cities where there's not much option to get around include places like Hobart, which really needs to see bigger investments to allow people to the option of riding a bike safely around their cities.
Stephen Hodge, he's from We Ride Australia, and Samantha Donovan with that report.